Thank you for tuning in to Diaries of a Dom, plus questions answered, with me, Chastity Queen. And with me I have my owned chastity slave of over 6 years who has committed to over 5 years of further chastity with no free comes out of chastity, my slave CQ's bunny. And we're going to answer some questions from the perspective of the submissive or slave, and me, the femdom. Before we begin, don't forget to subscribe to my OnlyFans, where I have over 7,000 photos and over 700 videos and growing. And if you want a fantastic chastity device or a high-quality strap-on called the Crotch Rocket, which pairs wonderfully with the vice, go to lockedinlust.com and you can use my premium 15% off discount code Chastity Queen. You can also follow me on Twitter as Chastity Queen at Queen of Lockup, where I post updates and polls for you to engage in. And you can also follow me on FetLife under Chastity-Queen, where I welcome friend requests and followers too. You can also support my show by clicking on the link provided. So today we're going to talk about why male chastity, and we're going to go further into that regarding Locktober, which is quickly coming up on us, and less than a month to start to prepare for that. So I thought, what a better topic than that to discuss with my chaste slave, who is quite familiar with chastity. So some of the questions that I will be discussing today with Bunny is, why did you get hooked on chastity? And I'm going to discuss the physical reasons first, and then the psychological reasons. And then I'm going to discuss why I enjoy enforcing chastity with men, and why that is physically appealing to me, what it is that is physically appealing to me, and the psychological aspect. We will also go into Locktober, what it is, how long it runs for. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory, but we're going to talk about that and why we both recommend taking part in this fun chastity tradition. So without any further ado, I want to just talk about chastity briefly before we start to get to those questions. So if you go to Wikipedia, the basic definition of chastity goes like this. Chastity, also known as purity, is a virtue related to temperance. Someone who is chaste refrains either from sexual activity considered immoral or any sexual activity according to their state of life. In some contexts, for example, when making a vow of chastity, chastity means the same as celibacy. So obviously, in our forum, we are discussing BDSM. We aren't talking about what's moral, what's immoral. Those are things that we are not going to dictate to the listeners, because that's actually something that we want to move away from, the shameful aspect of chastity for religious reasons. And there are those that want to be celibate who are maybe asexual, and they choose chastity because they have a different purpose. But in this discussion, it's not going to be related to any kind of religious chastity or celibacy that relates to the Bible or any perceived immorality. So, and something else I thought was quite interesting was, if you are more pagan in belief systems, there is a goddess in Greek mythology who is Artemis, the goddess of the hunt, and she was also in charge of chastity. And She's a very interesting character. It would do everybody some good to read up a bit about her and her journey, and that it's a very interesting. But her father was Zeus, and her brother was Apollo. She's the twin sister of Apollo, and there were quite the adventures in that household, I'll tell you that much. So I want to now turn over to Bunny, and I think what I'm going to do is ask him first, why did you get hooked on chastity physically?
I enjoy the visual aesthetic of having a chastity device. I find it visually appealing. And the feel of it. When you have an erection, it's pressing against there, and it's like constant reminder that's like, oh, I just can't grab it and start jerking off. So I have to say that's the gist of the visual or the physical.
I would say that visually I agree. It's interesting seeing a chastity device on a man. I, in particular, in regards to the visual side of things, notice when a chastity device does not fit. It makes me want to train somebody further in how they need to go back to the drawing table, basically, and remeasure and figure things out. Now, I understand that some like to go a little larger at the beginning because they fear the pain aspect of an erection in a cage. But I would say that after some practice, most men will purchase a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth device. And in that case, often it's smaller, fits better. Maybe it's a different material. Maybe they were in metal. Maybe they decided to try, you know, more of a hard plastic or, resin. Depends what they want. 3D printed. There's all sorts of different kinds and different materials. So as far as the chastity cage is concerned, I would size up a man, his chastity, just as somebody else would size a man up for the size of his cock, or what his cock looks like, or whatever the case may be. So I do the same thing with the chastity device. And I think, okay, I know that they're new, and I think good on them. They're trying. It's actually a good point of pride for me to see a man, even if he's in a cage that doesn't quite fit, that he's giving it a try and being open-minded. So it's not necessarily a negative when I look at a cage and it's not exactly as tight as I'd like to see it, because there is personal preference as well. So I have to respect that. But if you're newer to it, you just go with something that's easy and not too complicated, and you kind of play in that for a bit. It's a play device. But I know that you probably have something to say on that, Bunny. So I will hand the floor to you.
Just to expand on the multiple devices, yeah, it's actually very common for most chastity players to purchase multiple devices before they even find one that's nice, comfy fit. It's never a one size fits all, because every guy's different down there. It's what's comfortable. I mean, we touched on this before, but what's comfortable for one guy might be like completely and utterly uncomfortable for another. I mean, I've been through tons of devices, and a few of them have been pretty comfortable, but it's always like, there's always just seems to be that one element missing. It's weird. I mean, I'm going to go on the vice, and yeah, it's one of those ones that seems to have the fewest elements missing, I guess. But it's not for everyone. Some people find it uncomfortable. They don't like it. But that's, you know, again, that's personal preference. And again, they have multiple sizes of tube. They have multiple sizes of the clamp, multiple sizes of the ring. So again, it's a good starter device, as you might say, because of those multiple sizes, you can actually size yourself up. Now, I've always suggested that you get something that has multiple rings, multiple spacers of all different sizes, because you can work out the sizing a little easier than you could with, say, a device that's, you know, one ring size, one tube size, or cage, or whatever, right?
So basically, what you have to do when you're a novice, a new person in chastity, and even as you continue your journey with different devices, is to work out the kinks. And the reason for that, as you said, Bunny, is that every man's size and body is different. And I will say that the CB6000 series of devices were always sort of a go-to. They always seem to be a go-to for the new device. Now, it is a good device to start off with, as you say, for rings and sizing and all that. But there was definitely something that I noticed across the board. And if you work for CB6000, you can listen to this. But there's a split in the tube at the end where the head is. And with too much wear, what happens is that breaks open. And I don't see that with the vise. It's different, definitely. There's much more comfortability. There isn't a tendency for that tube portion to split and pinch. And there's nothing worse than having the head of your penis stuffed or erect in a cage and it pinching. That was just something that I've noticed amongst a lot of men who have gone with the CB6000 because of the multiple rings, and there is still that issue. Now, with the vise, it also offers multiple rings. And sure, I'm an affiliate, so I'm a little biased on that, but I'm not really, because I've seen every single device out there on the market. And, you know, everything aside from a custom device, which will cost you a lot of money, the vise is fabulous because, as Bunny said, having multiple ring sizes helps you to adjust the fit according to what you need to use, according to what your body is, you know, is. So in that case, I'd say the vise has now become, in my opinion, the new go-to for anybody who's starting off in chastity. And I know it's a little bit more money, but it's really not that much considering everything that you get, and you're getting quality. So if you're going to start off, hey, you know what? Most dildos and vibrators nowadays are $100, $120 if you want something top of the line, really good. So if you consider it a toy, it's really not any more expensive. It's a few dollars more expensive, but it's worth it. So, and it's something that you could sell as well. If you found that you didn't like chastity, you could put it on the market and it would probably sell no problem.
Yeah, you can boil it actually, and it works fine. I mean, most people would sit there and think, oh, you might melt it, but when you're boiling in water, I mean, the maximum temperature you're going to hit is usually roughly around 100 degrees Celsius. So, or 212 Fahrenheit, I believe, is the, for any American listeners out there. Also expanding on fit and everything. It's like, you always should listen to your body when it comes to this thing. If something doesn't feel right, don't just try to continue through. Have it removed, find out what's the problem. And then if it's a problem with the device, then you have to consider getting a new one. Which again, what I said before, it's not uncommon to go through multiple devices. And usually that's why something's not right and you have to work your way through it. So yeah, just listen to your body.
So listening to your body is a very wise thing to suggest, because everybody's body is different. And in regards to any kind of harm that a chastity cage might cause, I would suggest that if somebody has sensitive skin and they have allergies. That's another reason why you should probably stick with something more, a little bit more expensive, because you're not dealing with materials against your skin, against your delicate skin that might be giving you an allergic reaction. And unfortunately, those devices that say, you know, it's $30 and it's metal, sometimes it's coated. It's metal coated. And the coating that's on it is not to the standards of practice that US or Canada has. So just be very cautious about where your device comes from, because you can't always guarantee that the metal or even the resin that's against your body is going to work well with your skin chemistry. And so you can try a device that is less expensive and it might work out just fine for you. It might be a hypoallergenic steel supposedly, but then when you get it, you put it on and you get a rash or something. In that case, listen to your body, take the device off, see what's going on. If there's a contact rash, then I would stop use immediately and I would start looking into a different brand and definitely a different device. So you don't want to mess around with skin. And skin is our largest organ on our body, so it's still very important. And I know penises can go through a lot of, you know, rough and ready stuff, but I mean, they're dealing with hands all the time, right? Hands, vibrators, and fleshlights, and mouths, and all that. But you just still want to be hygienic and keep your device clean, keep your skin clean, have good hygiene. And I think that's really the best advice I can give is good hygiene. But in the case of any kind of serious harm, I would say either some sort of a contact rash, or it could be that the device is cutting off circulation from the testicles or from the shaft. And in that case, you would immediately, your body would say, hey, this hurts. I feel like I can't breathe down there. I think I need it looser. So just listen to your body and yes, work out the kinks. But if you measure correctly and you buy from a reputable source, you should be okay. Oh, one other important factor is that in regards to everybody's body is different, right? When I saw men in the dungeon, I would often ask them if they had any soft spots or any areas that were more painful. And some men had really delicate testicles. Some had the left side of their testicles was more delicate than the right. Or the head of their penis was super sensitive, or under their penis was super sensitive, or the shaft was super sensitive, or they'd get sort of a stomach ache if I touch them in a certain area or kick them in a certain area. And I learn all of those things before I implemented the impact play or the chastity device, whatever the case might be, because I'd often have chastity cages ready to put onto a submissive and we'd go slowly. I'd explain what was going on. But before all of that, I would always say, you know, are your testicles sensitive? Tell me about your body. And so if you know what areas of your body are more sensitive than others, then you can actually translate that into purchasing a chastity device according to those issues that you might personally have. So next question, let me just see what I've got here. Oh, yes, Bunny, the psychological side of chastity. What is it that you enjoy and that turns you on about the psychology of chastity?
It's the feeling that I can't actually touch myself. Like, you're holding on to the device and yet you're not feeling it on your penis. It's a weird sensation, and it's... And no matter how long you've been in chastity, it's actually still weird. But not weird in a bad way. It's kind of like it's a different sensation. And I still, to this day, I can't get over it. It's very odd. There's also the matter that it's your orgasms under someone else's control. It's like you just can't grab it and start jerking off. It's encased in either steel or plastic or silicon or, well, whatever you have it encased in, and you can't touch it. And that's also very exciting. That's part of the reason why I absolutely love it, is because of that fact that I can't just touch it. It's great.
So then it's the denial that you enjoy. Basically, you want what you cannot have. And when something is readily available, for example, let's use food. I've done this before. But you love cake. And you're able to take cake anytime you want. Your fridge always has cake in it. You can eat cake every single day if you want. You can eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But the minute that cake is put under glass and you have to ask permission for a piece of that cake, and you have to ask a woman who has decided to run that kitchen, then that cake looks so much more enjoyable, because not only are you not going to eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but you might not eat it for a whole week. And then when you really are going to appreciate it, that's when you get to have it. And that's similar to masturbation. Is I'm not totally against masturbation, though I do like to humiliate people in regards to masturbation. I like to make men feel a little bit humiliated by it so that they consider other alternatives to something that's pretty basic, right? Life shouldn't be so basic. It is, but it shouldn't be. It doesn't have to be. You can make it more exciting. And that's what I'm about making it more exciting. It's not about taking away the basic pleasures of life. Not at all. It's about making those pleasures more desirable and more enjoyable. So that's that. But, and as far as it being oddly or weirdly addictive, that's because it's denial. The psychology of it is so strong. That's why it's so popular now. So many men and even women are embracing it and really implementing it in their own relationships, because even if it's just a game, it's a fun game. When you have a chastity device and you're putting it on your partner, whether it be female or male, and you're holding the key, that's a live action game. That's better than a video game. That's life. It's a game of life, and it's not a board game. And it's not boring. So, yeah, I think that that's why a lot of men like you enjoy chastity and can't quite always put their finger on it, even the feeling of it on the body. You can't quite. It's always there. It's always there. It's a reminder that you're involved in something bigger than yourself. There's more than just you involved. So it kind of separates your cock from your body in a way. It's like putting it in a closet or in a cupboard. Sounds terrible, putting it in the closet. I don't mean it that way at all. I just mean, it's like just popping it in a drawer and putting it away. And just leaving it there and letting it start to grow like a little science experiment. That's probably a better analogy. Next, we want to talk about, why do I enjoy enforcing chastity? And I guess the physical side of things. And I can ask Bunny why he thinks I enjoy it or how I enjoy it. But first of all, the physical side is knowing that the man beside me isn't going to go into the bathroom and sit on the toilet and stroke his dick. And men do it because they're hiding. And I guess I like transparency. I like openness. I don't like this sneaky business, and I like to control what they do. I'm not shaming them for masturbating. I know that some of you cannot control yourself, supposedly, but I think I give you more credit than that. I believe that men can control it. I think they just don't allow themselves to realize that. They don't try. And with the help of a female dominant, controlling your orgasms and masturbation becomes more appealing because you're doing it for a superior, whether it be a master, a male master, a female master, doesn't matter. For your partner, they don't even have to be in BDSM, but basically you're handing your sexuality over to me. And that's what I like, because in my hands, I'm going to take that sexuality and I'm going to make it better. It's not just about denial. It's about what happens to you mentally when you're denied and how that makes me feel too. So then the psychology of it for me is, the looks of it are fine. I like the look of it. I've talked about that. I've talked about seeing a novice trying something new and knowing that they're going to evolve into new cages and make it more complex and more challenging for them. So I think that men who engage in chastity have the ability to challenge themselves and the humility to take something away from themselves that is considered a right. You know, it's my right. I'm a man. I can jerk off. Well, sure, go for it. See how much fun that is for the rest of your life. You know, you try chastity and it totally turns that all on its head. But until you try it, you don't know. So it's not logical to most people. That's why you have to put it on that so-called bucket list and give it a try. And maybe it's not for you, but I don't know. I think there's probably very few that wouldn't like it unless they were completely hard-headed and stubborn in their approach to sexuality and single-minded. They wouldn't even give it a shot. They wouldn't even try. Maybe that's me being a little bit too judgmental. And if that is the case, I apologize, but I think that there are a lot of men out there who would be offended at the thought of a woman wanting to cage them up. Oh, you don't trust me. Oh, this, oh, that. It has nothing to do with that. And in some cases, men who have come to me who have a wife or a partner and have had an extramarital affair and have felt very guilty for it and the effects that it's had on their partner, that's another side. It's a separate side. I wouldn't say that's what chastity is about at all. But that can be the one thing that actually saves a marriage. You know, you marry your best friend, you have an affair, you realize, oh shit, the grass isn't greener on the other side. What did I do? The wife or a husband finds out, they're devastated, and they can't trust you ever again. Well, I can say this much. If that partner said, look, I will do anything, including give you the key to my chastity. I will wear a chastity device. As much as I wouldn't want it, as much as I might hate it, as much as I don't know anything about it, I want to do this to save our partnership. And I tell you something, most women would go for that. And some men, I mean, if their wife is doing it and having an affair and feeling regretful and she wants to wear something that's affixed to her body, maybe it's a leather chastity belt she wears out and about so that he feels more confident and he's got the key, more power to you. You might just end up expanding in your relationship. And if that isn't the issue, if sex isn't the issue in the marriage or in the partnership, then chastity will eliminate that final question in your mind. And if that doesn't solve it, then maybe it is irreconcilable. I don't know. Call me a therapist. I'm not. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not. So talk to your therapist, but it never hurts to try some unconventional methods to try to save something that is precious to you, in my opinion. So, Bunny, do we want to get into now talking about Locktober? You've been in chastity for 6+ years. Locktober's not new to you, but let's talk about Locktober to the newbie. What is Locktober?
Well, Locktober, and simply put, it's almost a way of bringing awareness to male chastity, or chastity in general, not even just male chastity. As you said, like, hey, women can explore it too. I mean, it tends to be more expensive for women to get into chastity. So it is a little bit more difficult there. It's also kind of a challenge of a sort for someone who's already been introduced to chastity. They expand into going 31 days. And just to put that in perspective, I mean, if you don't already know what Locktober is, I mean, even though it's self-explanatory, it's basically just you take the month of October and you lock up for it. Or as I say, you experiment with chastity during it. It's one of those months where it's, like I said, the 31-day, kind of a 31-day challenge for someone who hasn't tried going that far, for more like for someone who's already started chastity.
And for the whole month, you're locked up, so there's not going to be any sexual engagement unless it's anally or a tease and denial. So the whole point of it is to test your own ability to restrain yourself and deny yourself for the whole month and to see how horny you get when you don't have a free dick to masturbate with. It's quite interesting. And I think that's why a lot of men are curious about it, because they want to see how it'll be like to not masturbate for the month and to see just how horny they get. So I think it's a self-improvement technique, exercise, whatever you want to call it. And it also, I think, is good for men because they can show to women, hey, we have self-control just like you guys do. And we're going to go the whole month of October without touching ourselves. So it's almost a challenge. It's a competition. It's competitive. It's kind of fun that way. So why do you recommend Locktober Bunny? Why do you think that it's something that men should try at least once?
I recommend Locktober because it's a great time to expand your horizons, I would say. Try something new. I mean, what could it hurt, right? I mean, aside from buying the chastity device, which, I mean, for some people, it could be a little pricey. I mean, depending on who you go to, right? I mean, you're usually looking at around 200 Canadian. As we always say, you can always just use my queen's discount code from Locked in Lust, which will get you a 15% discount, I believe. Yes. Hey, best time, and right now, good time to order, because by the time Locktober comes by, you'll have it ready to go. Little plug there.
Yeah, I like that shameless plug you made there, Bunny, for my affiliation with the Locked in Lust. Anyway, but I do want to say, honestly, to everybody, if you want to try Locktober, and budget depending, you can get anything that's from, you know, $25 and up to thousands of dollars, depending on what you want, what your budget is, what your vision of chastity is. You might want a full belt. You may not be able to wear it 24/7, but you may just be committed to, when you get home from work every night, you walk in the door, take off your clothes, put on your chastity belt or cage, and there will be no masturbating. So it's about a mental commitment. So if you're committed to being locked doesn't necessarily mean every minute of every day. That's not reasonable for some men, and because some men have very diverse work situations which would not allow them to do that. Maybe you're into sports. Maybe you're an athlete. Maybe you spend a lot of time in the lockers. Maybe you spend a lot of time in the locker room. And I'm only laughing because I said maybe you spend a lot of time in the lockers. But, oh gosh. But, yeah, so you're going to be too big to fit in the locker. So I would suggest just be in the locker room. Oh my gosh. Oh, Lord have mercy on me. And I don't follow the Bible or anything like that garbage anymore. But anyway, so Lord has nothing to do with my ridiculous behavior sometimes. It's just insanity, maybe. So basically, Locktober can be whatever you make it. And if you, as I said, can be locked part of the time and you don't masturbate the rest of the time, you make a commitment, then that's still joining into Locktober. And if you are able to lock completely for the whole month, then wonderful. That's great. But it's all depending on a person's situation. And some men are married and they want to take part, but their partner does not maybe play along in chastity or just doesn't like it. So maybe you're locked when you're off at work and then you take it off before you come home. So there's so many different varieties of ways that men can take part in Locktober. And I highly recommend that if you've never tried it, try it. And also something I want to ask Bunny about is, how do men feel if they can't survive the whole month? You know, I know some men who say, I only made it through 20 days. And then the next year, they try to go for 25 days, or maybe they only made it for 10 days. They want to try to go further than 10 days. And every year it's an increase to that. Or some like to get through the whole month and then see how much further they can push it on into November and December. So get a device, measure properly, maybe even test it out this month for a couple of days. Just test it out, get the kinks out. And Bunny, you want to add something to that?
Well, that's a difficult one. I mean, I myself took it as a personal challenge when I tried to go a full month. It's you kind of have to do it like any other challenge. Just take it like a moment at a time, right? You just go the next day. I can make it the next day. I can make it the next day. You don't try to sit there and say like that. That's my personal advice: is you try to just say, I need to go a little further. Like, if you don't look at the end, you look at just getting through the next day or the next hour, really. Sometimes, I mean, I took a bike ride that went a long ass time, and I just kind of went, let's go another 5-10 minutes, another 5-10 minutes, whatever, and I'll turn around. And that turned into basically going like 3-4 hours away. So again, it's just kind of like that. You just challenge yourself, and you don't look at it as trying to get to the end. You just look at it as trying to get to the next day or whatever. And it actually becomes quite simple at that point. The queen's sitting here laughing her ass off. She says, I must have been on meth doing that. It's like, no, I just wanted to keep riding, I guess. And basically decided when my when I got halfway through my water to turn around. It's like, well, I'm halfway through my water, I probably should head back now. Two bottles of water, emptied one and finally went, okay, well, I got another one. So that's my getting home. Totally forgot that, you know, it's like from Brantford to Hamilton. So that was like, to anyone who doesn't know, that's a pretty big bike ride, actually, especially going back to Brantford, where it's all uphill. So halfway through the water was actually probably not the best call. I probably should have been like, halfway through my first bottle. Anyway, also, I go back on to getting into wearing the chastity for the first time. I didn't wear it 24/7 for the first, like, I would say almost year I first was wearing it. It was more of like, I would wear it from when I got home from work to going to bed. And then I would try overnight and then unlock in the morning. And then I got to the point where I would actually start wearing it to work. And that was like, then it became more of a 24/7 thing. But again, it was like, I didn't have the proper didn't really have the properly fitting device. I had one of those CB6000 designer ones that was like the chrome. And apparently I had a reaction to the paint they used on it, because again, it is paint. It's not actually metal, so it's still a plastic device that's just made to look chrome-ish. So yeah, so I had a reaction to that, and I actually could not wear it. After a while, I'd wear it for a day and it would actually cause a reaction down there. So again, this goes back to, you know your body or listen to your body. Don't try to like work through something if it's something doesn't feel right.
So what I take away from that is just give it your best and don't be too hard on yourself. Now, I will add in something else that can be utilized during Locktober, and that would be punishments. So if you are going to be caged 24/7 and you find that you've lost control and you unlock yourself, then having a set punishment would be a good alternative to just giving up completely. So what you would do is you would implement the punishment. Maybe it's your favorite food. Maybe, you know, it's Taco Tuesdays is your favorite thing in the whole world. But if you unlock, you can't have Taco Tuesday and you have to lock back up. So there you are, you know. Pizza Fridays, whatever. You no more pizza for the rest of the month if you fail the challenge. So there's other things you can have your Dom do as well. You can ask them to implement some different challenges and different punishments. And if you feel weak, you can contact your key holder. You can post a note up on my Twitter and say, I'm having a hard time, but I'm going to keep going for you. If that's enough motivation for you to keep going, then do it. By all means, I love that kind of thing. And if you message me at 2 a.m. my time is saying, I might unlock if tell me to stop, I won't unlock. Well, I'm sleeping, so that's not reasonable. I can't tell you to not unlock because I'm sleeping. You know, because I've had that happen. And during Locktober, someone say, oh, Queen, help me. I'm getting weak and this and that and the other. And I'm, you know, away for a day or two. And I don't get my emails or I don't have a chance to get to everything all the time. And I get back and I open it up and it's like, 2 days ago, somebody says, I'm desperate. I want to masturbate. What do I do? And I'm thinking, well, I guess that one passed by me. And I think he's probably caved in. So don't cave in. If you cave in, no Taco Tuesday, no stripper joint, no buffet at the local Rub and Tug. A buffet at the Rub and Tug. Oh my God. That's funny. Oh my gosh. Usually the buffet's at the strip joints, right? I mean, I've never been to a fucking strip joint. I guess I should go, but I probably would be handing out chastity cages to all the men, just even like pretending to scratch their cocks because, oh, I'm a little itchy down there. Oh, sure you are. Got a little jock itch, do you? Yeah. That's not an itch. That's a pull. A little jock pull. So, yeah, implement some punishments, things you really like. If you screw up one day, then you get to tack another day on to the end and you move into November. No nut November. And don't unlock because you think, oh, I could just add a day. No, that's not it. That's if you've done something completely out of control and you've lost your senses temporarily, then tack another day on. But you can't use that as an excuse. Well, I'll just tack another day on, right? So be honest with yourself, because if you can't be honest with yourself, you can't be honest with anybody else. It's not as satisfying to complete a challenge if you've cheated. It's like a diet. You know, if you want to lose 20 pounds, you're on a strict diet, you cheat, well, okay, you just get back up on the horse and keep on trucking. But you do remember that you cheated, so try not to cheat. And before I tie this up, this discussion up in rope, I wanted to say that for October, I'm going to be increasing the challenge for Bunny in using his spikes that come with the vise. You can order them extra. And it's going to add a little bit of an element of challenge to his chastity experience during October. Otherwise, I guess I will just say so long and good luck and get prepared, because October is not too far off in the future. So dust off that chastity device or purchase one and get yourself a key holder or get a friend who understands and would be happy to do that for you, or put your key in a safe starting October and don't open that safe up until the end of the month. So until next time, don't forget to subscribe to my OnlyFans under Chastity Queen, and you can follow me on Twitter as Chastity Queen at Queen of Lockup, and you can go on FetLife. It's free to be a part of FetLife, and there's a really rich community of kinksters and fetishists on there, and you can follow me as Chastity-Queen. Friend me, follow me. I love to accept more friends and followers anytime. So, and if you want a device, if you want to get yourself a nice device, go to lockedinlust.com for the vise. And there are many different sizes and shapes of chastity devices there that you can choose from. And you can get 15% off, as Bunny mentioned, with that order using Chastity Queen as the discount code. If you want a strap-on, you can get a crotch rocket there as well for the same discount. And that makes Locktober so much more fun. Have your partner fuck you up the ass if you can't use your cock. On that note, I think I'm going to say so long. Bye for now.